I only wanted to do one thing, and that was to be rich. I wanted to be profitable.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Today I want to talk about three things that are important to me. One, passion. Two, purpose. And three, profitability. And through my journey, a lot of people can't reconcile all three of those. I coach a lot of people that have tremendous passion. They want to save the world, but they're broke. And it's been my experience that most broke people can't save the world. It's just the truth. Then you have purposeful people as well. They have great purpose, but once again, they don't really have a passion or can't tie it to profitability. My life has been a journey of understanding the reconciliation of passion, purpose, and profitability. I was born with a single mom. Well, I wasn't born with her. I had a single mom growing up, six kids, five boys and a girl. And my mom was a substitute teacher. And so you can imagine how much profitability we had in my home in Akron, Ohio. But my mom instilled purpose and passion into my siblings and I. In fact, she's an incredible catalyst. All my siblings, I call them parents' wet dreams. They went to the Harvard, Penn, Columbia. I had a different route I was going to take. I wanted to be a professional football player. And for me, I didn't really listen to my mom about passion or purpose. My brother, the doctor, did. My other brother, the rabbi, did. My other brother, the philanthropist, did. I only wanted to do one thing, and that was to be rich. I wanted to be profitable. Since I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a millionaire. The reason I wanted to be a millionaire, though, wasn't really for myself. It was because I grew up really happy. I had this great mom and great brothers and a sister, great sister, and I just wanted to be happy. And the only time I wasn't happy was when I saw my mom crying because the car broke down or the dishwasher broke or she couldn't send us to summer camp. And I thought to myself, man, if I could just be profitable, if I could just be rich, if I could just be a millionaire, I could buy my mom a house, buy my mom a car, and then she would be happy. And I studied really hard and worked really hard to be a professional football player. I actually got a scholarship to college. And my very first college football game, I played the bullet on the kickoff team as a freshman because I was one of the fastest guys on the team. And I ran down and the kick returner catches the ball and he completely runs me over. Little did I know until the next year that that running back who ran me over was Christian Okoye, AFC Player of the Year that year, nicknamed the Nigerian Nightmare. But I quickly decided that my profitability dream had to change. So like every other nice Jewish boy, I decided I'm going to be a doctor. My oldest brother was doing his residency. Back then, doctors made a lot of money. I figured, what a great way to buy my mom a house and a car. I was going to be a doctor. So after the season, I went over to visit my brother at UCLA doing his residency, and I met him in the hospital. And I remember telling him, gosh, I hate hospitals. He almost fell over. He goes, what are you talking about? You're pre-med at this great college. God knows you're not going to be a professional football player. You hate hospitals, but you want to be a doctor? I go, yeah, I want to be a sports doctor. I might need a hospital, or maybe I'll be a pediatrician and help kids. He gave me a great piece of advice towards passion, purpose, and profitability. In order to be passionate and purposeful and profitable, you have to be more interested than interesting. You can't just say, oh, I love sports. That's why I want to be a sports agent. You can't just give yourself some purpose. You actually have to be more interested than interesting and figure out, how do I monetize this? How do I maximize the potential of this opportunity to tie in my passion and purpose? And it does take a lot of interest to do that. It takes a lot of attention as well as intention to do that. Mentorship is extremely important to me. In fact, as you'll find out later, it's one of the keys to tying passion to purpose to profitability. I went to my mom and I asked for advice. I said, what should I do? Should I be a real lawyer or should I sell legal research on the internet? Without blinking, my mom said, Dave, you've got to be a real lawyer because the internet, this internet thing is going to be a fad. Lesson number two, just because somebody loves you doesn't mean they give you good advice. Very valuable advice because there's nobody that loves me more than my mom. And I was asking a second grade teacher about the internet. That was going to determine my future. And if I would have listened to her, I'd be like so many people that I coach resentful of the person that I love the most because they gave me bad advice, and I should be accountable because I asked the wrong person for the advice. You need to ask the right people, people that sit in the situation that you want to be in, for that advice. At all times, you should have three mentors in your life, people who sit in the position that you want to be in. And that's why you're here today, because two of those guys, Ben Anderson and Barry Habib, know more about this industry than anyone I've ever met. And I wish in my 30s, as you'll find out, that I would have had Ben and or Barry as my mentor, because I probably wouldn't have to be speaking here on stage today. Because I went on and took the legal research job. Within 9 months, I was a millionaire. I was a great salesman at a very young age. Thomson Reuters bought us out 3 years later in 1995 for $3.4 billion. And that's when $1 billion was a lot of money in 1995. And I became the youngest executive of Thomson Reuters. I then went to the Silicon Valley, had a $169 million startup called EveryPath, which was in the wireless proxy server space, transitioning from WAP phones onto the internet. And then finally, at the age of 32, Samsung asked me to be the CEO of their phone division, their first smartphone. My journey, I always say, if you look back and somebody asks you, well, Mr. Meltzer, how do I become a sports agent? And I went back and explained to them so far how I became a sports agent, they would probably walk away from me. Right? What do you mean? That's how you're a sports agent? Because what I learned was I had to detach from my outcome. I had to develop skills, knowledge, and desire to have passion, purpose, and profitability. At the age of 34, I retired, and I started to invest in real estate. I had no mentorship. I did very well in real estate and tech. I was an angel investor, nicknamed the Midas Touch. Pretty much everything I touched turned to gold. I was worth over $100 million at the age of 36, and I was completely lost because all I was profitable. Early in my life, I was passionate. I had a purpose to buy my mom a house and a car, which I did. 9 months out of law school, I bought my mom a house, a car, and paid back my law loans. I learned one other valuable lesson at that time, is that money does not buy love. It just rents the shit out of it. Because I became my favorite child of my mom immediately. Forget Harvard, Penn, and Columbia, and even the rabbi. But I surrounded myself with the wrong people. Worse than not having mentorship, I surrounded myself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. And I was doing the wrong things. And I remember coming home at 36, lived in Rancho Santa Fe, had a Ferrari, a Porsche, all the profit you'd want. We built this beautiful home, and I remember lying in bed when we built it thinking to myself, oh shit, I was completely empty. No passion, no purpose. I'd live a world of not enough, right? Because my perspective was there wasn't enough for me. And then I lived in a world of just enough, even though I had so much. And so I surrounded myself with the wrong people and the wrong ideas. And I came home one night at 5:30 in the morning. I was at the Grammy Awards with this rapper named Little John. I had lied to my wife. And I remember coming home, four-car garage, big patio, all glass doors, and seeing the silhouette of my five-foot beautiful wife waiting for me at 5:30 in the morning. I opened the door. She looks at me, and she said, "You are not a rock star." And I was probably high on something and completely drunk, I'm sure. And I looked her right back in the eye and said, "I may not be, but I sure feel like one." She sent me up to my room. When I came down the next day, it's funny now. I came downstairs the next day, and she explained to me that she wasn't happy. She told me I had no passion or purpose, and I told her, but I was profitable. I told her specifically, "Look around you. What are you talking about? How can you not be happy? You have a live-in nanny. You have any car you want. We have a boat. We have houses." At that time, I owned a golf course, a ski mountain, 33 homes in San Diego alone. What are you talking about? That's happiness. She said, "Well, it doesn't work for me. You better go back and take stock in who you were and what you want to become, or me and your three beautiful daughters won't be here. So unlike most people, I woke up really quickly and I went back. I spent one day depressed, thinking about who I was, and I decided I was going to live my life with passion, purpose, and profitability.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.